Hello, my name is Edward Wu. I'm a program manager on the Microsoft Windows Azure Active Directory team. Today, I'd like to show you how easy it is to build and integrate an application that leverages Windows Azure Active Directory. Before doing that, I'd like to take a step back and talk about Windows Azure Active Directory, why it's important, and why you may care about it. First, Windows Azure Active Directory is the core directory service for Microsoft Online services, such as Office 365, Dynamics CRM, Intune, and many more services that are coming online. So with that, we already have tens of thousands of customers, millions of users that count on Windows Azure Active Directory. And we also have a very nice integration story with on-premises Active Directory. We ship a tool that can directory sync from on-premises to the cloud, to Windows Azure Active Directory. And we also can provide not only a single sign-on experience with identities in Azure Active Directory, but we can federate back to the on-premises Active Directory. So users can authenticate to their cloud services using their on-premises authentication systems. So we have a nice story to tell, and we have millions of users, tens of thousands of customers already using it. There's a great opportunity for you to build applications and offer solutions to these customers. Now, we've shipped some tools to allow developers to easily do that. Let me take a step back first. We do have PowerShell. Now, this is really targeted towards administrators who have to do a lot of bulk operations and are looking to script things and automate things. So we have that, we've offered that, and it's available. Some developers have built applications on top of it, but it really was not designed for that from a programming perspective. Now, recently, we've shipped the Graph API. This is a REST-based API that allows you to interface to Windows Azure Active Directory securely in a very simple way. If you're already familiar with REST interfaces, then you're going to feel right at home developing applications against the Graph API. In addition to the Graph API, I'm going to talk about differential query, which is some APIs that are built on top of the Graph API. Again, using the same RESTful interface, I'm able to use differential query for the scenarios where I need to actually read the data, and maybe there's a large number of users and groups and contacts in my directory. Well, not only do I read the data, but I also want to be very careful on subsequent calls that I don't want to read all the objects back each time I call. Instead, I would like to know what has changed and only read back data that has changed since my last read. So differential query facilitates that. And we'll also give you a demonstration of that as well. So there's two primary types of applications you can develop for the Graph API. One is single tenant and the other is multi-tenant. Single tenant is exactly that. I'm going to build the application, it's going to be for my organization, and there's no plans to necessarily distribute that application or share it in any way. The other type of application is a multi-tenant application, and most commonly it's going to be a hosted multi-tenant application. This is where I'm going to build it from the ground up with the intent and to offer it to the tens of thousands of customers that use Windows Azure Active Directory. I'm going to focus on in this video showing how to build the single tenant business line of business application. In subsequent videos, we'll show how to build the multi-tenant application. So what are some of the scenarios for calling the Graph API? Well, these are the same scenarios you can think about for any application that needs directory access. Think things such as people pickers, looking up security group membership to make an authorization decision, updating users, specifically things such as provisioning and deprovisioning users, setting passwords. These are all scenarios that the Graph API can support. We also support relationships in our directory. So managers, direct reports are all things that are represented in the directory and again can be used and accessed through the Graph API for your applications. So let's jump over to the computer now, where I'm going to go get a Windows Azure Active Directory tenant and start doing some coding. So to develop the application, we first need a tenant, specifically a Windows Azure Active Directory tenant. So if you don't have one, then you can sign up for one. And don't worry about the URLs. Like I said, I'll show those at the very end. But here I can sign up for an organization. I just fill out the information, read the terms and conditions, and create my tenant. The next thing, after the tenant has been created, you of course will be given the first administrator's credentials. You want to associate an Azure subscription to this tenant so you can start building your application. So I'm just going to go to that portal, manage.windowsazure.com, and it'll ask me, well, first of all, I'm not actually able to find a Windows Azure subscription, so I'm going to click the second one, which is sign up for it. And it'll prompt me for some information. And I'm not going to go through all the steps here, but it's very simple. And upon creation of this, you will actually be able to sign in to your account. So let's sign in with an account that I know I already have. Let's close that. And I'm going to sign in again. Tells me that I do have a trial right now. I'm going to the portal. In the portal, the key area that I want to look at is down below, called Active Directory. So you'll see the name of your organization. This should be the display name that you have chosen for your Azure Active Directory tenant. And by clicking on it, I should be able to see some users, registered domains, if I have any underneath the organization, directory integration. This is integration with your on-premises Active Directory via the directory synchronization tool. But the interesting one I want to go look at is integrated apps. Now, I have some apps already pre-configured here, but assuming that this was your first creation, you would not obviously see any, and you'd click the Add button to begin the process to create a new application. So I can say something like new line of business app, and I'm going to give it read permissions to the directory data, and I'm going to specify unique identifier. Now, since I am testing this, I'm just going to put localhost because I'm going to do some testing locally on my machine. And I come to the app configuration page. It gives me some pre-populated information. So the information that I'm very interested in is validating that I have the appropriate permissions to read or write directory data. Notice that I have a client ID here. This will be important because I'm going to use this ID in my application's web config file. The other piece I need is the secret or the key to authenticate my application, so which is the second one. Create a key, and I'm going to actually do that. And now I can select a key duration. Let's just make this a 1-year key for the purposes of this demonstration. And I'm going to hit save. When I hit save, the actual key value will be presented to me on this screen. So let's actually do that. And there I have it. I have now a key. It's important to note here that after I log off and log back on to the Windows Azure Management Portal, I won't be able to see this key again. So it's important for me to copy this off into a safe location. Okay, you have enough here to work with to start building the application. Let me show you one tool before I jump into Visual Studio, and that's the Graph Explorer. And this is just a user interface where you can actually handcraft your own queries and just take a look at the type of queries you can do and the type of responses you get. So here I am. I'll just open up a browser session, go to graphexplorer.cloudapp.net, and you can use your own company or use the demo company. The demo company is just read-only, but simply clicking on it. I'm first brought to the name of the tenant. Everything starts with HTTP graph.windows.net, the name of the tenant, and then I specify the type of entity object I would like to inquire about. So it's a GET operation, and in this simple request, I just got a list of users. It's a default page size of about 100. If I had over 100, I could receive another token to use that to get the next batch of 100. I can also specify the actual page size separately. That's documented on how to do that. But here I have information about users, and it's just basically a list of users and their properties returned to me in JavaScript object notation, JSON. So I can similarly look at groups as well. The documentation link here will show you, will get to a page where describing more of the types of queries that you can do. Now, before jumping into Visual Studio, I wanted to talk a little bit about the authentication and authorization path. So the application here is on my left-hand side, and there's two important endpoints that your application will need to talk to. One is the Windows Azure AD authentication endpoint, and then the second one, of course, is the Graph API itself. So the first call that your app needs to do is to the Azure AD authentication endpoint. And I'm going to request a token, and I specify some information. I want to know, for example, I need to have the actual tenant domain, the client ID or the app ID that we previously configured, and the client secret, password, the key value that we also obtained. If those values are all validated on the Azure AD authentication endpoint, then a JSON web token, a JOT token, is returned back to the client application. Client application then calls the graph, and when it makes the call, it includes in an authorization header the actual JWT token. On the Graph API side, we validate the token signature, we validate the token claims, and then we also do a validation check on what permissions were granted to the application. As you may recall, when we registered our application, we wanted to specify read-only permissions to the directory data. So any operation that would be a write operation using those client credentials would be unauthorized. But any read-only operations would be valid. And if everything checks out, the data is returned back to the application. So in Visual Studio, let's open up the application. This is a MVC application, Model View Controller application. And I'll point out a few things. The actual MVC code is in something called Expense Report. And by the way, this application you can download, and you can also follow the walkthrough. Again, URLs will be supplied at the end. The other important thing to note about this application, it includes the Microsoft.Windows Azure Active Directory Graph Helper. Now, these are a set of libraries with some helper classes and methods to do many of the things that I just described. So first of all, there is this Azure AD JWT token. It contains a library and some helpers, that methods that actually get the token, check for its expiry. There's also the Directory Data Service Authorization Helper. And in here, for example, there's a method that says get authorization token, and I pass in the tenant name, the app principal ID, and the password. And it actually does an HTTP post in a correctly formatted way with the right headers, and gets back a valid token to be returned back to the application. And there's also some other helpers, and then there's the directory service reference, which is the actual class that instantiates a directory service instance from which you can query and get directory entities such as users, groups, contacts, roles, etc. Next, let's take a look at the actual MVC code. So it's an expense report app. There's under controllers, there's a home controller, and that's where most of the action happens. So let's open that up. So in the home controller, as you may remember briefly from the user interface, there was an about and contact, but there was the user tab or users tab, and when I actually clicked on that, this invokes the actual request to the Graph API to get a list of users. So in here, first of all, I was logged on to the application, and by virtue of some claims that came back in the token of the logged on user, I can determine what tenant the user belongs to. So we put that value into a string value just called tenant name. So we get the claims for the tenant and put in tenant name. Next, from the app config file, we get the client ID and password. So, as you remember, when we were setting up our app, we recorded in Notepad the first value here, which was the application ID, and then the second value, which was the application secret. Well, we actually, where we plug it in is in the web config file over here. So if I go to the web config file, and you see under app settings, here indeed are two of the items that we configured, the client ID and the password. So I've just simply added these nodes and put the values in directly. And that's how we get app ID and secret. And then back to the home controller, we are reading those values here. We read the values from the web config file and put them into client ID and password. Now we have enough information to set up a constructor for the token and call the method to actually get the token. After the token is retrieved, next we instantiate the graph service itself, a new instance of it, and we pass in the tenant name and the token. And then from that point on, we can start looking for specific requests. So in here, I've requested from the graph service a list of users, and I get a response, and I put back the response view back into the view in the controller of the MVC app. So that's where the action shows the actual username and display name that I had in the user interface. Next is just a very quick demonstration of checking for token expiry. So I'm going to make another graph call here. I'm going to get some tenant details. Specifically, I was looking for the tenant's display name. But before doing so, I'm checking if the token is expired or is about to expire in 2 minutes. And I call a new token request if indeed any of those are true. If not, I just continue using the existing token. So we can put the token expiry management into the token handler class. So that's something we're looking at. So it abstracts it away even further from the application developer having to worry about tokens and token expiry. And then the return view of the user list is done here. So that's this very simple application. There's just a very simple user view, a get user call. In this application, I don't get other type of entity types such as groups or roles or subscription information or other tenant information. But certainly that is available. And I also don't show in here how to do write operations on this tenant's directory data. However, we have lots of sample apps that can show you how to do that. So that's a good segue to look at the resources that are available. So I mentioned previously the Graph Explorer. I showed you that. We also just published the Azure Active Directory application walkthrough. And it shows you how to build these applications step by step. First of all, we should demonstrate single sign-on, the Graph API access, and then how to make the application into a multi-tenant application. In a future video, I'm going to actually show you the multi-tenant application transition and how to actually publish your application so that customers can actually sign up for it and configure it to be used in their organization. The Windows Azure Active Directory documentation is in the link shown here, along with the Graph API. And the sample code, Graph API sample code list, actually shows a broader range of applications that we have available. We also have something called Differential Query. And that is important if your application is dealing with a large amount of data and wants to be able to potentially store a local copy on the client side. In subsequent calls, let's say for getting a list of users, instead of asking for a full list of users, you can request a list of users that have only been added, deleted, or modified since your last request. A differential query, in effect. Saving a great deal of bandwidth and also saving a lot of application code that you have to develop to figure out what has changed since your last request. It makes life a lot easier. So again, I'm going to actually show that in a subsequent video along with the multi-tenant application. So the next steps are pretty simple. Get your Azure Active Directory tenant. If you have one already, then you can skip that step, obviously. Get an Azure subscription associated with that tenant, and then add an application to your tenant. You can try our walkthrough. I have those URLs on the previous screen, and also the links to our sample applications. I should also mention the sample applications include Java and PHP as well. And then visit our blog site, team blog site, abbreviated AAD Graph Team. This is where we're going to post new features, new capabilities, and also collect your feedback and questions. So thank you for viewing this demonstration, and good luck with your project.